Fresno, California sits at the foot of the Sierra Nevada in the middle of California's heartland, and it boasts a rich history of diversity, culture, and tradition. In this mini-series, we will explore the stories carved into the city by its people as we sample food from every corner of town and share our experiences growing up in Fresno. I am your host, Chris Lopez, and I'm sitting with
Cameron Mendez,
JQ
Rock,
Caleb Kevins,
and you're listening to Fresno Context from No Context, the podcast. What is your favorite pizza?
All time.
All time. Favorite pizza or favorite pizza topping?
White sauce, pepperoni, pineapple. Fuck y'all.
God. White sauce, pepperoni, and pineapple. What is that called?
Fuck y'all.
Fuck y'all.
Okay.
You said it.
All right.
I don't care who hates me for pineapple. I love pineapple on pizza.
Okay. I feel like pineapple gets a bad rap.
It does.
Most of the time.
It deserves to be there.
It's not that bad. Maybe I fall on the love pineapple side. It's not that bad. Everyone wants to make it a debate about it. But what I want to know is where you learned this combination from.
Roundtable Pizza.
From working there?
From working there.
And you were just messing around and it was like, I'm just going to throw the worst things together.
Well, I think anyone anyone who's ever worked in any kind of fast food would tell you that at the end of the night when there's stuff left over,
sure,
it goes
whatever.
Around.
Yeah,
you make whatever, and you get tired of the same making the same old pizza for everybody. You don't want a combination. You don't want pepperoni sauce. So you mix it up. You mix up your sauces, your doughs, how you the thickness of the dough.
Yeah,
because I actually like a thick crust that's kind of undercooked a little bit.
What?
Yeah, sounds a little weird. A little doughy. I like the little doughy.
You like
texture.
The doughy? Okay,
I do.
Okay.
White sauce, bomb.
White sauce being Alfredo?
Just or ranch?
It's a ranch. It's
just
a ranch.
Like a ranch.
Oh, it's a ranch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Pepperoni, pineapple.
All right.
Toss in a little black olives.
I would be open to trying it.
Yeah.
I'm an open person when it comes to food, so I don't hate it, the idea of it. It sounds bad on paper, for sure.
It's not. It's delicious.
My favorite pizza right now would probably be BC's. Pesto Supreme Pizza, which has pesto, chicken, artichoke hearts, and I don't know, some other stuff.
I forgot that existed. The last time I went, I missed out on getting it, and now I hate myself because past Cameron has bad memory, and so does current Cameron.
Yeah.
So I hope that I remember it.
Anchovies.
I thought that was like a myth topping.
That gets a bad rap. Anchovies are pretty good.
They make it salty.
They do make it
salty. That's my only thing.
I've only had anchovies just like...
And right out the can.
They were dry. No, it wasn't an oil thing. It
mustard
was like
sauce.
Dried anchovies that one of my Chinese friends had. And I was like, what are you eating?
Did he like pull
really
it out?
Thin chips.
Did he pull it out of his pocket and sprinkle it on honey?
No, he was just eating it. He was just eating anchovies. And so I was
like
let me try that. And it just tastes like salt,
yeah,
like crunchy
really
salt.
Interesting. So they're thin, like really thin.
Yeah, and they're really small. They're really
pretty
small.
About an inch.
Yeah. I just know it from cartoons when I was a kid, like anchovies.
Yeah.
Anchovies.
Bad rap.
And they smell.
I'm gonna go on a limb and say my favorite pizza, and it's purely nostalgia based, is the cafeteria pizza at school.
Yeah,
that rectangle.
That rectangle. Lack of sauce, too much cheese.
Whatever little
I don't know
sausage
what the meat that was on it. It was mystery
cubed,
meat.
Cubed meat.
I think we all have a nostalgia.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, it's pizza day. It was just like the turkey right there. It was one of the best.
My favorite cafeteria food was the breakfast corn dogs.
Somebody told me.
You could buy those at the store. You're like, I don't want to.
Yeah, no, I'd rather live in the fantasy that it was the best tasting food I could get than go try it now and be like,
I didn't know that you could buy those
that.
At the store. Yeah. The sausage.
They have them.
They're sausage covered in pancakes.
You know, I feel
if
like,
you don't know.
You guys ever heard of the cafeteria, the ham and cheese, the like rectangular
sandwiches?
They're not sandwiches.
No. It was like a hash brown.
Yeah.
But it was had ham and cheese in it.
Oh, my kids eat those.
Oh my God, yeah.
Angie found someone who sells them by the case, and we bought like three cases of them. Because so they were just her favorite cafeteria.
Stealing them off of the Lions truck?
I think so. They fell off a truck somewhere, and she bought them.
No wonder my mom went over there. My mom's a lunch lady.
I honestly had never heard of them until like a couple of weeks ago. My kid walks up with this hash brown, and I'm like, what are you eating? Like, what is that? And I saw the meat inside, and they're like, oh, it's just like a ham and cheese sandwich. And I'm like, this is like an Uncrustable, something like that.
You know what?
Apparently they're bomb.
Those, speaking of Uncrustables, those graham cracker... Like peanut butter jelly things.
Yes.
That like the graham cracker is just it's basically what like soggy cardboard at that point.
Do you know what we're talking about?
No.
Because they were a Care Fresno snack.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, no, it was a Fresno Unified thing for sure.
Oh.
No.
And they're wrapped in like
school. Right. So. They're basically a peanut butter and jelly sandwich made between two graham crackers.
Yeah.
But by the time you got
like
it,
an ice cream
cracker
sandwich.
It was like soggy.
No. I love graham crackers.
And the peanut butter and jelly was like, you don't know if it was strawberry or grape.
Could eat those for days.
And it was just like it was weird. It was like biting into an eraser.
But it was delicious.
The texture of an eraser, but the flavor from heaven.
Yeah. It was really good.
My favorite pizza, favorite hot Hawaiian. Just
hot Hawaiian from good old
Mianette's. White sauce, barbecue chicken, jalapeno, bacon, ham, I think.
Pineapple,
yes.
Jalapenos.
Yeah. Hot Hawaiian is my second favorite pizza.
I love a hot Hawaiian.
Yeah.
And the pizza.
All right. Guess what America's favorite toppings on pizza are. Like top 10 favorite pizza
pepperoni.
Toppings.
Pepperoni,
number one.
Sausage and olive.
Cheese.
So just sink.
Would cheese count?
Cheese pizza?
Extra cheese?
No. Like a topping on a pizza. Not just like sans topping. Not sans topping, but an actual thing you would put on a cheese pizza. So pepperoni,
olive.
Number
black
one.
Olive. Black olive.
Black olives is number seven.
It's still on there.
Cool.
Yeah, it's still on there. Still on there. Sausage. You said sausage is on there. Yeah, sausage number four.
Mushroom.
Mushroom number two, which I'm surprised at how high it is.
I'm pretty surprised. I would say like salami would be like number two.
All right. We were talking about this earlier, but canned or fresh?
Canned. All day, every day.
On pizza, it's supposed to be canned.
Fresh.
I've only had fresh because my wife only buys fresh.
Actually, if you can get both, do both.
They're just different.
They are
different flavors.
They do have a distinct differently taste.
Like mouthfeel.
Yeah. Texture, everything. I don't like the fresh feel with pizza is the thing. The fresh, like on anything else, is awesome, but like canned, that flat, rubbery texture, that goes on pizza.
It just goes.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't fight it.
What
ham
else
and cheese
is on
stale
there?
Crackers.
Ham, yeah. Canadian bacon.
Peanut butter,
fish.
Jelly.
Bacon. Doodle fish. Ham is not on there.
Ham is
ham.
Wow, so not Canadian,
like Canadian bacon.
Oh, no, bacon is on there. Oh, you're saying Canadian
bacon is ham.
Canadian bacon.
I said salami.
What?
No.
Salami?
Nobody really likes salami.
How many do we have left?
One.
Are they veggies?
Onions.
Two.
Yeah, are they veggies? Green pepper?
Green peppers.
Onions and bell pepper.
Oh, yep, that's two of them. So you're missing one.
Is pineapple on there?
Pineapple is on there.
Is it?
Yeah,
it's number
nice.
Nine. Number
nice.
Nine.
Yeah.
Does pineapple belong on pizza, guys?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course.
I mean...
Whatever
honestly,
you want.
What doesn't belong
chicken.
On pizza?
Exactly. There we go. There's a man of
pizza
my own
is just
chicken. For the people who don't, for the Rickies of the world.
Oh my God, Ricky loves meat.
You know what is on here that I'm surprised on here and you guys won't get it? Spinach.
Well, I was going
to. I was thinking spinach.
No, you were not.
You know
Shut
where spinach
up.
Goes on a pizza?
Under the cheese.
Under the cheese.
Wait, for real?
So
for
it doesn't
real, for
burn.
Real. That way it doesn't burn.
This is magnificent. I have to try
this. I don't
this.
Think I've ever had spinach on pizza.
Oh, I love spinach, too.
Yeah, so it doesn't burn.
If you get like
excited.
A white sauce veggie from Round Table, they put the spinach under the cheese.
So this is why you guys
Round
know.
Round Table did not buy airtime.
I don't know if I've ever told you guys, but owning my own pizza place is my dream job.
It Do
is.
It.
I don't know if you guys ever knew this,
and
but
you can make the Caleb.
My friend owning a pizza place is my dream.
So that you could be the delivery driver?
No, so I could eat there.
I would never get pizza delivered to anybody if he was my delivery driver.
You
it,
got
would just, it would just set, it disappear on the
How
way there.
Yeah, there's like four slices left.
You're going to have to tell the world somehow about white sauce, pepperoni, and pineapple, man.
Dude, that's going to be the only thing on the menu. Everything is all off menu if you're anything else.
Yeah. Bring your own toppings because these are only the three toppings. Bring your own sauce.
We actually had a delivery driver like twice who got complained about because there was a missing slice. He was awful. How
did you try to like spread them out?
So. Yeah, exactly. You kind of spread them a little bit wider.
Like, I got you the Pac-Man special. Check it out. Put a little baguette, a little pepperoni on there. Boom, there's the eye.
Well, if you carry your own knife on you, you can kind of cut one of the bigger slices in half so you still have the right amount of size number.
Still even number.
Carry a pizza cutter just
well,
in
sir,
your back
are
pocket.
There 12 slices? Well, technically, yes, but there is clearly a piece missing.
No, it's the weather. The weather made it shrink.
Shrinks it.
Yeah, it's moisture in the air.
You didn't order the heart-shaped pizza?
It shrinks when it's cold.
I need more wine.
Yeah.
Okay, let me get you more wine. What do you think are the most divisive toppings?
Ooh.
Everyone says pineapple, of course. You either hate it or you love it.
You hate it or you love it.
That's
much.
A meme now.
It doesn't,
yeah.
doesn't
I don't
help
even believe
us,
it.
Because we all agree that pineapple's fine on pizza. So
it's fine. We're here to tell you it's fine. It's if you hate fine. It, you care too much.
Or you don't care enough. You you're don't not, care enough about yourself.
You're not eating the right pizza.
What is this? Millier? Millier?
I don't know. What are we drinking?
We are drinking F. Stephen Millier Merlot from Lodi.
Angels 2008. Reserve.
Angels Reserve. The year is 2018. Good year, guys.
Was it?
It is. So the most divisive toppings are.
Do you have a list of them?
It's just two: green peppers and pineapples. You either hate them or you love them.
I'm not a fan of green pepper.
And I am. Yeah, I love green peppers.
I love
pizza.
Black pepper.
Wait, I don't think green pepper has a distinct enough flavor to
it's
not
too,
like it.
When you cook it, it gets too soft, and it just makes the pizza feel old when I eat it. Mm. I don't know if that makes
feel
sense.
Like your pizza
even
young.
If it's a fresh out the oven, if the green peppers are soft, it just feels like it's a day old. I don't like that feeling. I like a crisp green pepper.
And if you had to choose, you probably already have this in your mind, but if you had to choose one pizza to eat for the rest of your life, would it be that pizza? The
white sauce pepperoni pineapple?
It would probably be a chicken and garlic pizza. White sauce. It's always white sauce. Man, white sauce is so good.
White is right.
What?
No. White is might.
Nope.
Good finish.
Good finish. I can say it. I'm brown.
My skin's white too white. I can't say that.
So chicken, white
garlic
sauce.
Pizza. There's spinach, cheese, white sauce, a little bit of Italian seasoning, red onion, garlic, of course.
Sounds magnificent.
A little garlic aioli with my truffle.
So good.
my truffle butter. I would probably do the BC's. Pesto
pizza.
I've never
absolutely.
Had it. Never had BC's.
It is so good. BC's pizza. If you haven't tried it, it's in Clovis, Shaw, and I want to say Sunnyside, Fowlerish.
Why do we always get more than pizza than if BC's?
BC's is expensive.
It's a sit down place.
It's a
I would say.
Better, yeah.
Yeah.
I always hear about like people are like, hey, we're gonna go have a drink at BC's.
They do have
they
a
never,
lot of beer.
Is that
they have a ton of beer selection?
No one ever invites me for pizza. They always say drinks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I.
If they said pizza, would you go?
Yeah.
Listen, tell me it's a pizza place. Yeah.
You want to crack a hot one with the boys later?
So BC's was the first place. I was there a couple weeks ago with my wife, Emily, and we were eating pizza. We both got a medium pizza to share, and it was just pepperoni. And I realized that I was just drowning it in ranch and jalapenos like I usually do with my pizza. And I was like, I feel like I just want to eat the pizza by itself. And this was the first time in like recent memory for sure that I did that. I didn't eat my pizza with ranch and jalapenos. Usually that's what I always do, except if I get like hot and ready. Hot and ready, I feel like it's just scarf it down, get full. But it was so good. I feel like that would be a solid, like I can stick with a consistent pepperoni slice from BC's every day. That's fine. It's good.
See, I'm looking for nutritional value also.
So Rock, what's your would be your all time you could eat it every day?
Pan crust rolled out flatter, so it's a little thicker, but not
you know
from
thin
round little, table.
Round table. Round table sauce for sure. Round table
pay us
three cheeses.
Uh huh. the 13 blend sauce.
Actually, 13. I was a big fan of the wombo combo.
Wombo combo is good.
Artichokes.
That's old school. Bring it back.
I like artichokes with my combination pizza.
Yes, wow.
So
artichokes are awesome.
Artichokes, bacon, pepperoni, salami.
There's a different type of sausage on it. Linguica.
Oh yeah.
About linguica.
The Italian sausage, onions and tomatoes.
Mm. Did you guys deliver pizzas?
I think all of us did. Me, Rock, and Jared.
Yeah. How often did you guys run into the pizza porn scenario where somebody asked for extra sausage?
Never once. I was always prepared.
One time, I was ready. One time someone came like almost topless. And I was like, this is my shot. And no,
I've had people answer the door naked on purpose for sure.
Boy or girl?
I've had both.
Oh, okay.
Both. Sadly,
yeah, I've seen wiener. And we all
linguica,
whatever.
He's like, I hope there's no sausage on that pizza because I brought my own.
No, there's a lot. Sorry, sir.
Got enough here. Thank you.
Oh man.
No tip, please.
I don't think Vienna sausage goes good on pizza.
So if these are all our go-to, like, why is pepperoni so popular?
I don't know, man.
It's cheaper.
There's just something so
classic
about pepperoni. Probably, yeah.
Like, why does a kid ever just all kids love pepperoni?
But probably because of school, to be honest. Like, yeah, they start you off with those square, pizzas.
Might be a big.
I don't know, but even kids these days, they don't know what Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are eating.
Yeah, but their parents do.
Yeah. And they're the ones
buying the pizzas.
That is a good question, though, because pepperoni on its own, I do not like it.
Nah.
It's way too salty. It's too, like...
Just to eat the meat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I don't like pepperoni.
Yeah.
They're on a pizza? Just a pizza, though. Slab of, like, salami? Just sit on your couch?
Slab of salami?
Like, sit on your couch,
with a knife?
Like a tube of salami?
Why do you need a knife? You just bite the tube.
I have a salami knife. I sit on the couch and I eat my salami.
Just cut hunks and then...
It's also my toe knife.
Are you... Caleb, are you whittling wood? No, it's my salami.
You laugh, but it's happened.
We didn't all go to school in Fresno. Where did you go? You went to private school?
In Hanford.
Oh, okay.
Up until 7th grade, and then I moved to Paso Robles.
Private school didn't have better pizzas than the square ones?
Probably had square pizza. I don't really remember. I think, was it the little tiny square pepperonis?
Yeah, cubes. Something like that.
Yeah, the cubed pepperonis. Yeah.
Yeah. There must be like a, I don't know, all the cafeterias, private or public, are supplied by the same people. Then. I went to elementary school at Jefferson Elementary. With not the Clovis one, not the good one, the bad one behind American Ambulance on Tulare and Divisadero. Behind that, car dealership, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, mm-hmm. There's a little school there, and that was my first introduction to American pizza.
Welcome to America.
How you know you grew up in a rough neighborhood and went to a rough school? You have to say behind something. That's how you know. It's not on a main street.
It's right next to Freeway 41. Our playground actually was the fence.
Nice.
To the 41.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Nice.
If you kicked the soccer ball over, it was on the highway.
But luckily, they all knew how to play soccer, right. So never happened. White kids weren't allowed to play.
So when I was going to Jefferson, one of the assignments one time was they asked us, what is your favorite pizza? Like, what is your favorite pizza topping or whatever? Because I'm from another country, that wasn't the question that I understood. I understood, like, what pizza is your favorite pizza? And that'll make more sense in a minute. Up until then, the only pizzas I had had, apart from the ones at school, which I would call that more like cheese on toast.
Right.
But the only pizza I'd had is Vaughn's, was right next to where we lived. And my mom would buy, it was called Maria's Pizza, I think. And it was two pack of frozen pizza of the most disgusting non-meltable cheese possible.
How dare you? Maria's pizza is delicious.
I grew up on it.
How dare you?
The cheese would not melt, whatever it was.
That your body melted it.
And so when all the kids wrote down, and this was like a sharing thing, right? All the kids wrote down like, oh, I love pepperoni. I love all this stuff. And I wrote down Maria's pizza. And everyone was like, what is that? And I'm like, It's my favorite pizza.
never had Maria's? You gotta try it.
He's like, I actually buy Maria's and I put it on top of other pizza. My favorite topping.
Chop it up, put it on top of more Maria's pizza. Boom. Got Maria's Junior pizza.
Instead of pepperonis, it's just little tiny pieces.
Let's answer one more trivia question. Who do you think, or what do you think, is America's biggest pizza company?
Pizza Hut.
Top 10. Top 10.
Say Pizza Hut. Domino's has to be up there.
Which one? Papa okay, John's. So those are one and two. Which one do you think is one? Which one do you think
pizza
is
number one?
Pizza is number one.
Domino's is number one.
When did they do that?
Who is buying Domino's pizza? When's they the last time you bought Domino's?
It happened after the 90s.
Honestly,
pizza had to dominate the 90s.
We were living in Boston, and we had some of the best pizza on the planet, right? Maybe on the United States. And we would get coupons because Domino's was doing so... They had such, you know, fierce competition that they would send coupons for like $5 for two mediums. And we were like, well, we can't pass up on that.
Right, right.
That's
so,
what.
So they're being fueled by losses.
I was thinking that they had great marketing, like, I don't know, just 5 years ago, it seemed like, where they were saying, we're completely remaking our pizza.
Because they had to have been longer. So bad.
And I still didn't go buy a Domino's pizza. No, I didn't believe in the marketing.
No, I think I've had Domino's once in the last 10 years.
They do have good marketing. I don't think I have ever really chosen to eat Domino's, but they do have good marketing, so I'm sure it works for most
people.
And
now you can get points by taking pictures of other pizza. Like, you can legit take a picture of cheese on toast with little Vienna sausage cut up on top of it, and then you'll get points towards a Domino's pizza. Yes. You didn't see that? No. You haven't seen that commercial? No. So, it's you take a picture of any pizza, and it gives you rewards.
So, their marketing scheme is they are desperate.
Right.
Please eat our pizza. You don't even have to buy it. We'll just give it to you.
We'll pay you.
You can eat other pizzas. That's fine.
Just take this
like
home.
Like an insecure girlfriend. Like, it's okay as long as you just come back to me, please.
You know what, though? There are a lot of fast food chains in the United States that I don't understand, specifically Arby's.
More meat.
When's the last time you had Arby's?
We got the meats, dude. We got the meats.
When you lived over there.
Exactly. So when's the last time anybody had Arby's? Yet they're still 3 years in business ago. And they're still making,
maybe,
they're making moves.
It was before I was married, so something like 6-7 years ago. Long John Silver's. And I would only ever buy the cherry turnovers.
Yeah. Long John Silver's. Someone's keeping them in business.
My mom used to go there all the time.
Someone's keeping them in business. So I'm saying that for Domino's to be the number one pizza chain,
it's
makes
probably
sense. Because how the hell Bible is Taco Bell the best Mexican food in the country? You know, we're talking about the Midwest here, where they just they think their sister is the most attractive woman in the world, too. So,
Roll Tide. What other pizza places do you think are top 10?
Oh, Papa John's.
Papa John's is number 4.
Oh, there's someone.
DiGiorno.
DiGiorno is not up there. Somebody close to DiGiorno, though, is up there.
Papa Murphy's,
dude. So take and bake.
The other Papa.
Yeah.
Take and bake. They do have some good pizza.
Are we top 5, 10. Top 10?
Top 10.
Jeez. Little C's.
Little C's is number 3.
Very good.
Yeah.
We like our cheap pizza.
Yeah.
Is Roundtable on the list?
Roundtable is not on here. No. Why would it be on there?
It's not nationwide. It's
so good. Yeah, it would need to be nationwide. Pizza Factory?
I don't know.
I think that's more this side.
Have we heard of these West. Places?
You've heard of all but one. All but one. Huh?
I Heart Pizza?
No, that's a local place. Is it like Blast 360 or whatever?
Blaze?
Blaze?
Pyology.
Pyology? Like
the one that LeBron owns or whatever?
Yeah. Pyology. Those ones. The ones that look like Chipotle.
No, those are recent.
Okay.
These are like time tested pizza.
Oh, my
places.
Shirt. Pizza My Heart.
No.
I said
I Heart Pizza. Whatever.
I
don't know.
I'll give you number 5.
Yeah, please help us out.
California Pizza Kitchen.
Oh, CPK.
I don't really take that as like a chain.
This is by gross sales.
Yeah,
by the way.
We're just talking
by gross sales.
If you make pizza, are you on?
And
the
you
list?
Make money. This is what it's.
Why, why do we want to know about the gross pizza? What about the good pizza?
Oh! What about the one that's in the mall? That's in like Sbarro's.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Sbarro's is number 7.
Hey.
It's my favorite authentic New York pizza joint.
Okay, Michael Scott.
that I think every time I went to New York City, I said that line. I gotta go get my favorite.
And it killed.
Authentic New York pizza joint.
You need more wine?
Sure.
All right, we're gonna
pause. Garçon?
This one's got a good metallic aftertaste.
I actually like that one more than the last one. By the way, Chris has two full boxes of different wines because apparently he signed up for a monthly wine club and didn't know it.
So he will send you free wine.
Listen to this podcast and you might get free wine.
One random listener will be chosen.
That one looks like a twist off. Is it not a twist off?
It is not.
No, it's a wine.
Okay, but it looks like it has a little knob on top.
No, some of them are like the rosés are all twist-offs.
Your mom's a rosé.
Is that a compliment or not?
Yes, I love rosé. Rosé all day.
Is there a cork still in there?
Yeah. Stick it.
My niece was just born like a week ago. And my brother...
Yeah, it's working. It's just...
My brother sent me a picture of my newborn niece. Uh-huh. He said, "Oh, meet Stella Rose." I'm like the wine?
The wine?
And he goes, "No, Stella Rosa." I'm like, "All right, bro."
I was pushing the wrong button.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, there's an up button.
Yeah.
Nice. And it ate it.
There you go.
Next up for everyone's palate.
Should we be rinsing his cups out?
Daryl nah. Rex Groom, DRG, Pinot Noir from River Road Ranch, Russian River Valley, Sonoma County, 2017. Not as good of a year, guys.
No.
Not as good of a year.
Not as recent.
I graduated that year, so a little bit good.
Graduated from?
High school.
Dental school?
Oh, you always have to point out that you're a dentist, huh?
Wow.
come to my maison and drink my vin. Sbarro's number 7.
Yes.
Number 8. This one you won't guess it is Marcos. Marcos Pizza.
Dirk.
I don't know from Toledo, Marcos? Ohio.
No.
Who knows? Number 9, Chuck E. Cheese.
They have pizza?
I think. I've never been to Chuck E. Cheese.
The Frankenstein Pizza.
And then number 10 is CC's Pizza.
CC's?
I've heard of CC's. Oh. We don't have a CC's in
Fresno. We don't. We always get the commercials.
Yeah,
we get the commercials, but we don't have it.
We don't have it.
I think they mean BC's.
What do we have?
Oh,
BC's.
I meant CC's.
Yeah, you're right.
You can find the Bullard neighborhood immediately north of Shaw Avenue and west of Moroa. It is named after Bullard High School, whose short list of notable alumni includes professional snowboarder Andy Finch and entertainer ex-husband of pop icon Britney Spears, Kevin Federline. In the early 1980s, in the infancy of the urban sprawl phase of Fresno, which continues to this day, the Bullard neighborhood was the edge of town. In the last 30 years, home developers have continued to push the boundaries of town more and more north, and Bullard now sits at the poverty line separating the middle class in two, the upper middle class and everyone else struggling behind. This estuary of socioeconomic classes has become more and more diverse over time, and now it is host to a very particular kind of fusion, a mix of old world Italian and modern Indian tatka, the Indian pizza. If you're a Christian, you may be familiar with the idea of the five love languages, but what Gary Chapman failed to realize when writing his book is that there is a sixth love language, pizza. Pizza is my love language. Pizza is a blank canvas and it invites you to paint your favorite flavor picture. Between red sauce, white sauce, barbecue, or no sauce, mozzarella, provolone, cheddar, or feta, the permutations of possible pizzas are infinite, and they're all beautiful. Pizza is synonymous with friendships and parties. It's comforting after you lose the championship soccer game and triumphant when you win it. It's whatever you need it to be whenever you need it. For decades, Fresnans have looked to a semi-local pizzeria chain called Mia Ned's for their pizza needs. Mia Ned's has catered so much to the Central Valley that it boasts a specialty pizza called Valley Veggie, which combines many of our local vegetables into a tasty meatless slice. As the pizzeria grew, it became vulnerable to the same mistakes that most chain restaurants suffer from: lack of personal touch and poor customer service. Despite many renovations and reinventions, Mia Ned's has become stale, fading into the background noise of other chain restaurants, yet it is so familiar that Fresnans continue to endure its poor service and high prices because of its unequivocally consistent flavors and heavy-handed cornmeal texture. Fresno has been in dire need of a pizza revival. Enter the Curry Pizza Company, located in the Bullard neighborhood of Fresno, hoping to push the boundaries of what pizza could be. When you first walk into the Curry Pizza Company, you notice the walls cleverly adorned with Italian, Indian, and Fresnan decorations. On the right wall is a large picture of the iconic Van Ness neon sign, which we have also used as the cover for our series. Flat screen TVs on every wall to catch your favorite game. The no sound is on, making the eating eerily quiet if you're there alone. The strong smell of herbs and spices, unlike any pizza parlor I've ever been to.
The butter chicken, like Cameron said, you can still smell on your fingers. It's so flavorful. The chicken is so good. I like that pizza. I go back. I've had that pizza before, and I would go back to that all day, every day. It makes you want to go and get some samosas.
Yeah,
yeah,
That flavor just makes sense on pizza. It kind of makes me wish other people would do it so that I can have it more at like more places.
Because pizza is like a vessel. Like you could put any type of flavor on it, and they do it so well with the Indian.
I'm gonna steal this from my wife. She said it tastes like you went to an authentic Indian restaurant and ordered naan as a whole piece and then put
the
butter chicken on top of it with a bunch of cheese and cilantro. Yeah. And that's exactly what it tastes like. It's awesome. It's a very delicious pizza.
And it's not like a ooh, that's spicy. It kinda hits your tongue a little bit.
Like dances in there.
Ooh,
like,
okay. Ooh, all right.
Yeah, but if you're not a fan of any other spices, then you're not going to like that.
What else were you going to say, Cameron?
I was going to say that, so it makes sense. Like, the flavor's awesome. The texture reminded me, and Caleb, it's funny that you brought it up earlier about the chewy dough,
because
this definitely has chewy dough.
Yes.
I do not like chewy dough
at
all. It's like a firmness underneath and then not cooked all the way on top. I don't like it. Costco does it like that, too. I don't like Costco pizza because of that. Maybe it's because I enjoy me and Ed so much, which is the exact opposite, like crispy, almost burnt crust. I love that. So I can't do that chewiness.
When we went, Chris and I ate at Curry Pizza Place, like what, last week?
It was 2 weeks ago. Yeah, 2 weeks ago, yeah.
We went there and we got it fresh, and I will say that the crust that time tasted a little more...
More chewy?
Cooked. No, a little more cooked. More,
oh, really?
Yeah, more cooked.
That's
a little
funny.
More like flaky.
I don't know.
Break off in your mouth, kind of. This time it felt like it was 30 minutes old. That's all.
Yeah,
that's all it reminded me of.
Yeah, so maybe fresh is better.
Maybe it's in there a little longer.
Yeah,
it was still delicious.
Yeah, no, it's really good. Their wings.
Oh my!
Their wings are the best wings I've had on the West Coast.
Well, they marinate them all night.
They marinate all night, and it's tandoori chicken wings.
Yeah. And a tandoori oven.
But not just that. Let me tell you about BC's pizza wings. BC's pizza wings are some of the worst wings I've ever had. We were talking about stuff falling off the truck a little while ago. My dad used to work at Zaki Farms, who got bought out by Foster Farms, and he started out doing turkey, but then he got moved to chickens. And
is that a
level up?
Level up, dude.
Promotion.
Is that the next step?
That's the next step,
geese
right?
Are
you,
next?
You go into smaller
duck?
Birds.
Smaller
birds.
Man.
Quail.
Pheasant, quail?
Quail, yeah. That's why quail's more expensive, because it takes higher skilled people.
Sure.
What was I going to say? God damn it.
Turkey's the chickens.
Oh, yeah. They
have too much skin.
Okay, yes. So my dad, stuff would fall off the truck all the time, right? And by that I mean people that worked there would just take a bunch of it, put it in a bag, and then leave it in a clean garbage can and then pick it up after their shift. And so my dad would bring home a ton of turkey and a ton of chicken.
Because he would go swoop up on those trash
cans? Yeah, so if you worked the line, you would do it. And my dad cleaned, so then he would have to buy it off the people that worked on the line. He would buy it off people like dirt cheap, like $5 for like 100 wings or something. And so we had wings coming out of our wings, and we
nothing better.
Foster
Farm Maria's Pizza. I'm telling you.
Where?
Wings of Maria's Pizza.
Let me tell you, Foster Farms raises their chicks like Americans raise their kids. It's all fat. All fat.
Yum.
And there's so much skin. And then if you take the skin off, you're left with like bone and maybe like a sliver of actual chicken. And BC's Pizza gets their chicken from Foster Farms. It is the worst. I hate it. I hate it. And people like that because it's like, I don't know, it's that umami fat taste.
No.
When I spit that out.
Typically, fat makes it so good, but fat on chicken is opposite.
Whereas Curry Pizza Company, their skin is pretty much just whatever is attached to the meat, right? And it's not extra. It's not extra volume on the chicken, so that you're eating a ton of meat on the bone. And the fact that it's marinated overnight and it's cooked on tandoori and not deep fried, it is unbelievable.
Yeah,
unbelievable wings. So you have to eat it there though, because otherwise it will get soggy probably. No,
I'm telling you right
none
now.
None of it was dry. It was juicy.
I'm gonna tell you right now. We ordered it. Me and Chris split a 10-piece, and then I went up before we left and ordered another 10-piece to take home for my wife, who ate one piece, and I ate the other 9. But
what? Is that math correct?
By size, by volume.
She's 1/9 of me. No, it makes sense. She ate some, but I ate it, and I didn't even. Like, reheat it. It was so good, you know, 8 hours later. So, yeah, it doesn't lose its value by not eating it fresh.
So,
like pizza.
We got to get some chicken wings in here next time.
Yeah.
All right.
Chicken wings.
We should do Buffalo Wild Wings versus Wingstop versus Tender versus Curry Pizzas.
Buffalo's whack.
Buffalo is whack. Wingstop is not consistent enough for me to enjoy it properly. And Tandoori chicken
wings. You know who
has
good wings? Round Table.
God damn it.
High fives.
Enough with this round table.
This round table.
Hire me back, round table.
What is the weirdest fusion food you've ever had?
Ooh. Is this like.
So a combination of like Mexican and like, I don't know.
Peanut butter and tuna.
Italian
fish?
Or.
Lamb and tuna. Spaghetti and meatball.
What is the weirdest fusion? Have you guys had a lot of fusion food?
I don't think I've had a lot of fusion.
No?
Rock, I would say, would have more.
He is living the fusion life.
Yeah.
That's racist. No, but true.
Aren't we all? We're all interracial couples.
Amen.
This is true.
I wish I had more fusion in my life now. What the heck? Like, now that I'm thinking about it, I can't even say that. Is Korean barbecue fusion?
No,
like,
that's just
Korean food on a grill. It's not. They call it barbecue for some reason.
My favorite fusion is sushi Ritos.
Ooh, I've had.
Explain.
It's a sushi roll that's just really big. Sometimes it's wrapped in seaweed.
Yes.
Only, but sometimes it's wrapped in like a soy wrap of sorts that is more resemblant of a tortilla, and it is so. So good. It's because huge. It's just like a big sushi roll that you can have in your hand.
It's a poke bowl in a wrap.
It basically is.
Or a sushi roll that's 4 times bigger than it should be.
The weirdest fusion food I ever had was this place in a town north of Boston, and the place was called Border Cafe, and it was a Cajun Mexican Tex-Mex Cajun place, and with your enchiladas you can get a side of what's that Louisiana rice thing,
jambalaya,
jambalaya on the side of your enchiladas, and their sauce was disgusting. Their salsa for their chips was just marinara sauce. Not even Round Table marinara sauce, it was like worse than that. I have idea.
What?
Does Round Table have marinara sauce?
Worse? I don't understand. Worse than delicious?
A lot of things are worse happening? Than
that. I mean, everything would be worse, I guess.
No, it was weird. We hated it. We went once. People in Boston think that's Mexican food, and it's like, bruh.
Yeah, I think we get, not babied, but we just don't understand that other places don't have as quality of Mexican food.
Yeah.
Like Fresno has. Like, it's hard to
take
say,
your pick.
Yeah, it's hard to say what the best, you know, taco place is or whatever, because we have so many great places.
Yeah.
Have you guys tried the Mexican pizza?
I have
the
not.
The carne asada pizza?
I have not.
Mexican pizza from Taco Bell?
No.
It's a pizza, like the way we just had the curry pizza.
Yeah.
There's one that they do carne asada pizza.
Me and Ed used to have one.
It's delicious.
I've heard it's really good.
They had a carnitas pizza.
Oh, yeah.
But no, so where is this?
It's from,
I'd have to look it up because I kind of remember
is
hearing
it a
about
double
it.
Play or not double play?
No, the one that I had, I was when I was working at Wawona as their safety tech, and the
so it's near Wawona.
So it's over off of Jensen that way.
Okay, we'll look into it.
But yeah, that's a fusion pizza that tasted like authentic Mexican food on pizza, just like this curry one. But the curry one does it better.
As good as their curry, their butter chicken was. Their pepperoni was on the polar opposite. It was
the polar opposite.
It was pretty bad.
Oh man,
I wouldn't say it was bad. It was just not good.
I would never order pepperoni pizza from there.
No. I would never either. But you don't go there to get that.
You don't. Yeah. But you would think they would perfect their pepperoni.
Well, they're not a pizza place, really. Is
yeah,
it?
They are.
No, place. I'm saying like
they're not an Italian.
They have a
exactly.
Niche. They have a niche.
Yes.
That they're curry.
Why don't they scratch it?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I see what you did.
You're right. I wouldn't get.
No.
Even their combination had a slice of combination, and their combination was okay.
Their sauce wasn't good.
The problem is, I think their sauce is a little bit sweet, and their bread is a little bit sweet, which goes great with spiciness because it kind of plays
but
off of each other.
Their pepperoni isn't spicy.
No, and right, that's the thing.
But they're playing towards their curry pizza.
They're playing towards their curry pizza and everything
but
else.
But across the
kinda,
board they are.
Right, yeah.
So it's not working out.
No.
I wouldn't go
as far as these guys in saying that it was the polar opposite.
No,
it was definitely not nearly as good as their staple dish.
And Angie really likes the pepperoni pizza from there.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
She likes Maria's pizza from the grocery store, too.
From Vaughn's.
Vaughn's Maria's Pizza. Man, I wonder if they still make it.
They do. They still sell it.
It's a two-pack.
Shout out to Angie.
Actually, it's a four-pack now.
Whoa.
You buy it as a four-pack.
Goodness.
That's if you have the coupon, though.
Oh, man. Let's look at some Yelp reviews for Curry Pizza Company and see how true they are.
Kirby.
So, Curry Pizza Company is the best-rated pizza place
in Fresno. All of Fresno. All
of Fresno, Fresno Clovis, whatever.
It's hard to believe.
4.5 stars, 245 ratings. There's other places that have 5 stars, but they have way less ratings, so it's not as the sample size is too small.
Can I ask, did you check out More Than Pizza and what their rating was?
Their rating is lower.
Lower?
Yes.
You like More Than Pizza more than this?
I do.
Well, because you have
more
to take it to
more
consideration.
More than that butter chicken pizza. You
that
certainly.
That specific pizza was better than More Than Pizza, but More Than Pizza,
all around.
Well, it's because
they're a pizza place.
They're not just a pizza place.
They're more than pizza. I get it. Yes.
But you have to take into consideration for reviews, though. It's not just the food; it's the service.
It is the wait times.
See, you don't like More Than Pizza service.
No,
and I've always had. Every time I go in there, they offer me. They've offered me a free drink. They've offered me a beer while I wait. I'm like, no, I'm driving.
White.
They offered to drive for you. We'll drive you home.
Oh, we have a driver. Yeah.
We'll tuck you in.
Swaddle you up.
I've always had great service
there. Yes, Mr. White Man, sir.
It's all white kids that work there, though.
That's real.
Well, no, I'm not going to say
it. Chris walks in, they think he's stealing. So
yeah.
They go, treat him
back. Excuse me, sir.
I'll make him wait, see what he does.
Watch him.
They used to have really good service before. A long time ago, they used to not even take card. They would only take cash or check. And the only reason I kept a checkbook in my car is so that I could go to More Than Pizza. It was a huge
sticks.
Drive.
Whose name was on the checkbook?
It was mine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Pedro.
What? Classic white move.
And they had way better service then, and now that they have they expanded
two locations
their,
and
yeah, I think they're
way popular.
They're
too.
Starting to turn into Mianeds.
Oh no!
No, get out of here! Get out of here! And you know what? You guys turned me on. I had never had More Than Pizza until I came over here.
It's fantastic. Yeah.
No, More Than Pizza is amazing pizza.
I wish I would have got More Than Pizza that one time. But
you got less than
that
anything.
I don't even know if that story will translate over the radio.
It's a hilarious story. So we were all going to meet up, and we had agreed that we were going to eat food here to do the podcast. And Chris sent a text message that just said, "More Than Pizza?" Question mark. No capitalization of any kind.
No, he was like, "Do you want food?"
And then he said, no, do you want food more than pizza?
Do you want anything? No, what did I? No, I
like
guess
first
I did
started too. With like, does anybody want food? And you were like, yeah, I want food.
And then he said, more than pizza?
Yeah, more than pizza.
And I was like, no, that's fine.
Yeah.
Word for word. No, that's fine. As in, pizza's perfect. Thanks, man. I don't need anything other than pizza.
I don't need more.
I come in with my appetite. I'm ready to eat. And Chris and his wife are in here eating some Mexican food. And I was like, yo.
And so Caleb's eating a sandwich that he brought from home.
And Caleb gave me a piece of that sandwich.
It was a bomb sandwich.
Actually, you brought two sandwiches.
Thank you, Andrew. Shout out.
So basically, I went hungry because I didn't understand that more than pizza is a place. So if you guys don't know.
I thought you were getting pizza.
We asked if you wanted more than pizza.
I don't want more than pizza. I want a pizza.
Pizza's fine. I don't need any more.
I think it translates just fine.
Yeah, no, that was good. All right, some reviews. Some reviews for Curry Pizza Company.
Are you having a different wine? Or?
Are you out of wine already? I haven't even...
This is refill number 5.
This is Ia J from Fresno, California.
Sounds like
she's only done 23 reviews. She has 0 friends. It makes sense. She rated this place a 1-star on Yelp. Or last year in January. She says, I was excited to take the long drive to eat this pizza. It was delicious tasting. Unfortunately, we became sick later that night and stayed a bit sick for a good 5 days.
That's not how food poisoning works. That's not how food
paramedic
poisoning works.
Paramedic rocker here. I will tell you right now.
And
that is
sort
not
sort of
how
a
food
doctor
works.
Here. That's not how food poisoning
little
works.
A little bit.
This guy works at a casino and
I'll
he knows that's not how food poisoning
yeah,
works.
Yeah, this lady was...
this lady, her review is unfounded and it needs to be pulled from Yelp.
Yeah, Jay, no wonder you have
you.
0 friends. If you're a listener to the show, please unsubscribe.
No, we need subscribers. Don't do that.
All right, here is...
tell your friends to subscribe and then you get out of here. Okay, Yeah, Jay.
Here's a mustache R.
Well, I can
Whoa, a mustache rider?
Mustache ride.
From Fresno, California, 0 friends, obviously, 4 reviews, 1-star 2 years ago. Do not eat here. If you like India food or just food in general, this is not the place. Pizza, wings, and even the ranch, all not good. False. That ranch was bomb. Those wings are bomb.
How old is this? Maybe it was when they first opened.
It was 2 years ago. 2 years ago.
What's this guy's name?
Mustache R.
Yeah, fuck you, Mustache R.
How long has Curry Place been open? Curry Company.
Since 20... I'm just making it up. I have no idea.
What if their wings and ranch sucked, and then they read that review and they fixed it?
Thank you, Mustache.
Thanks, Mustache.
Right. Since 2006.
All right. Very limited toppings. Chicken was old. What do you want? A freshly born chicken?
It tasted like it had been marinating for a day. It is very old. I do not like it. We will build a wall around.
This has been the worst
the
trade
chicken.
Deal in the history of the trade deal.
All right, the chicken wings didn't even taste like chicken wings.
What?
Wait, what?
I would get a hot and ready from Little Caesars over this.
It tasted like a beefsteak.
If you want real Indian flavor pizza, then you have to go across the street to Chicago Pizza. Have you guys had Chicago Pizza?
No.
I have.
So they're the other competitor that do Indian pizza. Are they better?
No.
All right.
That's
what I heard.
Driver for
honestly,
Chicago Pizza.
That's
I know that guy.
All right. Listen to this next one. This one's from Chicago Pizza people also. I'm assuming these are the people that just work there because this other guy, Sam J, 0 friends. 15 reviews.
That's a point. No friends. Listen to what this guy has to say.
He has 0 friends, everybody.
All right. Got pizza 2 nights ago and was sadly disappointed.
Did you watch Got? Man, that's like
the dumb. Tandoori chicken pizza was good only until the next morning. How much more do you want out of pizza?
I want to eat my pizza 3 days after I buy it. And it better be fresh.
Hey, pepperoni pizza holds very well.
It does. All right. My stomach turned. And as well as our family.
Like, family? They turned on me? My family turned on me for buying this pizza.
So, that is that. Nonetheless, the wings were good, but I will stick to Chicago Pizza. This is a smear campaign from Chicago Pizza.
It must be.
Coming up on them.
I've had
we
Chicago
figured
pizza.
You out.
There's a Chicago Pizza by my house, too. I've had Answer. It. It's not...
All right. This is Jason calling because he's late to the podcast.
We have our first call-in.
Yo, what up? This is our first call-in.
Hey, I just wanted to call call in. I heard you guys talking about curry pizza, and I just want to let you know that you guys are full of crap. And
Chicago's
this
better.
Is Chicago Pizza Company,
ma'am. Ma'am, what's your name?
My name?
Yes.
Look, man, I need you to tell me your name.
It's Papa Giorgio.
Papa Giorgio?
It's Papa Giorgio, yes.
Okay, Papa, listen here. Go back to Chicago Pizza Company or whatever you're from.
Why would I be from Chicago Pizza if I'm saying that curry pizza is the greatest pizza ever?
Ooh.
That's true. We have been reading a lot of reviews that Chicago Pizza people hate Curry Pizza Company.
Oh, I think that'd be like, duh. Love their Chicago-style pizza.
Okay, bye.
And bye. That does it for this podcast.
Okay, let's read a positive review. Ooh. So we don't agree with any of these people. These people are...
No, they're whack.
They're crazy. This is Priscilla W. from Fresno, California. 373 friends.
Oh,
we can
what?
Trust her. She has friends. 199 reviews. Posted almost 1,000 photos. Okay. She has said...
How big is she?
I can't tell from her picture, but she's the same size as everybody else on here. I was suggested to try this place by a person at my job multiple times. I finally decided to bite the bullet and go in for lunch.
Chicago Pizza.
Now I work at Curry Pizza Company.
I thought the decor in the restaurant was very cute and contemporary. When you look at the illuminated screens, that's weird. Screams.
Oh, screams.
You could see that the various options were plentiful. They have gluten-free, vegan, and vegetarian options available.
Lame.
I went for the vegetarian tandoori pizza. It was a great flavor combination with the fresh onions and cilantro, which was sprinkled in with a great flavor of tandoori seasoning. The pizza was great.
Wow, I want to try that.
I love the bread.
Really gosh.
You could.
I've had their vegetarian tandoori. It's delicious.
I love the bread. You could tell that the dough was made fresh. Now I have another option when I want something out of the ordinary when it comes to pizza. The staff was really great, and they deliver. The staff is really great.
The staff
you know
was
why,
cool.
You know
she made me want that pizza.
Dough? Because soft dough tells you that it's fresh.
With fresh?
It's fresh.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like, I don't care.
It's like soft marshmallows when you've been roasting them.
Like when you buy like a Tombstone pizza or DiGiorno, like it's crispy, but it's because it's not a fresh pizza.
How dare you?
I like Tombstone.
I like Red Baron.
Red Baron?
We didn't talk about our favorite frozen pizza.
Frozen pizza.
I hate DiGiorno. Absolutely hate
DiGiorno.
I
love
DiGiorno
rising crust.
I hate DiGiorno rising
crust. Tombstone pizza.
I don't think I have
Red
a
Baron,
favorite frozen.
Dex likes the Red Baron.
The personal
bread.
Oh, the French
the bread?
Bread
pizza.
Yeah. So Tombstone's fine. Red Baron's good. Freschetta is better than
Freschetta
frozen.
Is honestly really good.
Freschetta is better than
I'll agree with Freschetta.
DiGiorno.
I've had some good Freschetta.
If you get a frozen pepperoni pizza and you buy a can of olives, it costs like $3.50. It's amazing.
I made
your own olives, put them on it. It's so good.
I made Angie buy us one of those like ovens that like sit on your counter.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
conventional.
No. Oh,
yeah, conventional.
Not conventional.
Yeah, it's a microwave.
Just
oven.
So I could make hamburger buns and put marinara sauce and make my own little hamburger.
Oh yeah,
pizzas.
That's
I made
solid.
It for the first night, and she was like, "This is stupid." I was like, I ain't returning this shit. So.
I love that thing. I would use it over a microwave any day.
We don't have a microwave.
Yeah, you guys
yeah,
do.
Yeah, because we love our microwave
so much.
They
don't believe in the rays. They think it causes cancer.
The rays?
The microwave rays.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like rising rays. I'm like,
they don't believe in the rays. Lord, like the baseball team, they're not going to. They're not going to. They're just a bluff.
Manta ray.
Yeah.
Can we get some more wine? Or?
Yeah, is that what we're doing?
We can open it, Chris. You don't have to be the one that opens it. You can give us a good bottle this time.
Hey, where'd you get that wine opener?
I got it as a gift.
It was a wedding gift.
Jeez. Rich people.
This is what we gift each other.
You hear that, everybody? That's the sound of pretentiousness.
All right, let me read another... wait a minute. Let me open this bottle of wine first. That top one. Yeah, read that one.
Here we go. This is from Esther S. She's from Clovis, California.
Clovis.
She uses Snapchat.
How many friends?
Snapchat filter. She has 148 friends, 519 reviews with 145 photos. She's an elite 19.
Ooh, Angie's an elite. I don't know if you guys know that.
She gives the Curry Pizza Company 3 out of 5 stars.
Okay. I believe it.
She says, and I quote, "Wish I had read the reviews. There is zero indication which toppings on the pizza are spicy."
Oh my God. If it has an Indian name on it, it's spicy.
We had half and half of the tikka and another chicken one. Can only get half and half on large and family sizes. And we both were really spicy. But the tikka was my upper limit, which was surprising to me because tikka masala is usually very mild.
What?
But the other one I couldn't eat at all because of how spicy it was. I wish they had asked us how spicy we wanted it, especially since we told them it was our first time. The flavor otherwise was fine, and the creativity was the cool part. But the chicken to the other parts of the pizza ratio was too much chicken.
Nah.
You know what?
You know what, Esther? Shut the fuck up. That pizza was not spicy.
Esther, read that perfectly.
Esther, I know you've been a listener since the very beginning. Go ahead and unsubscribe.
Please click that box. We're not
doing very well on subscribers after this.
How dare you? There was nothing spicy about that pizza.
Oh, I want to read a review.
Yeah, I'll have you read a review later. Give me that.
You liar.
There's no more reviews. There's no more reviews for this one.
All right.
So we're gonna
now you got his notes out of order.
My notes.
Caleb, read your own review.
All right. So, Caleb K.
How many friends?
From Clovis, California? How many friends
does he have? From Paso Robles, California.
How many friends does he have?
One.
Jesus.
No, I thought I was his friend.
Well,
I was going to still be your friend.
You'll be my friend.
I don't care if I don't like you. I'll still be your friend.
All right. To this day, right now, who would be your best man? Go.
Who would be my best man?
Yeah. Why wouldn't it be you?
My brother.
All right. Cut this. Cut it.
Ouch.
Cut. All right. We'll go on with the show.
Who's my best friend? Caleb Kippins.
There you go. All right. Let's cut back.
Is that what you wanted?
Is that a tear, Caleb?
Okay. So this restaurant that, which... The pizza that it came from. Is that a sentence that I just said? The restaurant.
Too much wine.
Pilot Hill Gang.
Matt Parrish. Pilot Hill
what
Gang.
What are we drinking? Pilot. Red. Pilot.
Oh. Pilot. I thought it was
actually
like a
Pilot.
Merlot.
Pilot. Pilot.
Merlot.
Red wine blend. El Dorado County. Year is 2017. Our sincere thanks to the angels of nakedwines.com for your support.
Great.
Okay, sorry. Back to you, sir.
So, Curry Pizza Company, located in the Bullard neighborhood. Cameron and I went to Bullard.
Go Knights.
We went to Bullard. Here's an interesting story from Bullard.
My teacher touched me.
Here's a great story.
Some of our football players got in trouble. Okay, so we have a big rivalry with Hoover, right? We're on the same street. That's the only reason why we have a rivalry with these people. Whenever we play football games against them, it's called the Battle of Barstow.
Fun fact, that no longer exists because Bullard has won so many years consecutively, they stopped.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Because Hoover sucks.
Hoover sucks, dude. Hoover Patriots.
But it must still...
They don't
play each other. They're not in the same division anymore.
Oh.
Bullard's still a D1 school, and Hoover went down to like D3.
D3 is better than 1.
No.
No?
Not how it works, but
no?
It's more.
Yeah. I know math.
So here's what happened one year. I think it was our senior year. Might have been our junior year. Hoover came in and dyed our fountain green. And then we did something to them. I don't remember what it was. Then they came over to Bullard and they made little dummies of our black football players and hung them from our trees.
That's racist.
Yes.
Just a little bit.
A little bit racist.
Black dummies?
They made dummies, like effigies of our black football players.
The dumbest black. That's
cool. Like puppets.
This is awful.
And then they hung them from our trees like a lynching.
Are you for real?
Yes.
Yeah, that happened, bro.
This was super low-key. Everything had to be removed.
2008. Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah,
and,
I remember that.
And then some of our players went over to their school. They laid a garbage can on fire and threw it through their office window.
As they should.
Seems like a proper response.
None of that cross-burning shit on my property.
That's awful.
So some of our best players had to sit out. during Battle of Barstow and for actually for the rest of the year because of those things.
That's bullshit, though. No joke. I was about to say how I remember how.
Shout out Zach Hager. That's the name I remember. Wow. He was one of our best players. He had to sit out because of all that BS.
If you're listening, Zach Hager. We got your back,
Zach Hager. Good on you.
We got
man.
Your back, Zach.
I don't know what part of the shenanigans he was involved in, but I know he was one of the players that we were like, dude, what the heck? Like we saw a dummy that said Hager on it, hanging from a tree, and like, come on.
Deservedly so that he should throw a garbage can through their window.
A flaming garbage can.
I don't give a shit. So I was going to describe how our high school stole Atascadero's pig mascot. But then I remember that's the whole premise to Monsters University, how they stole their pig mascot. And then I remembered, I saw that in a movie. That wasn't our high school. I did that.
That was also on The Simpsons.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wow. They stole it.
So Monsters U stole that from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Well, did they?
Wasn't it Simpsons also did it. In Varsity Blues?
It's probably where The Simpsons got it. Because Homer.
Isn't there a pig named Bacon?
What? In Varsity Blues?
Yeah.
I'd have never
seen
Varsity Blues.
Blues.
What was your most impactful experience in school or impactful teacher?
Do you have more wine?
God, here. Mine's actually from Bullard. You can go ahead, Cameron, though. Go ahead.
Ours is probably the same. Maybe. Mr. Anley.
Oh, Mr. Anley, yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Mr. Anley. Honestly, I was thinking about him a couple days ago because I'm a teacher, and I was just thinking about the first time that I led worship was actually for our Christian club. What was it called? It wasn't FCA because none of us were athletes.
Commission for Christ.
And it met in his room. And I just remember being asked to lead worship by another student. And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And I didn't know that it had such a good, a profound impact on me until just a couple of days ago when I realized that none of my students have a Commission for Christ opportunity. And I, as a teacher, as a Christian teacher specifically, I take the responsibility of separating church and state very seriously, and to a point where it's just like, how can I talk about God? Because I can't, and I'm sure I could, and people would be like, you're fine, but I would rather make sure that I'm not seeming like I'm enforcing anything or onto anybody. But at the same time, I would like there to be a space. So that was just something that I was thinking about. Wow, Mr. Anley, he opened up his room to students like that.
Yeah.
And he also passed me when I shouldn't have. I failed both of his classes, but he liked me enough. I never did homework. Sorry, Mr. Anley. I'm a teacher now, and I get it.
You know what? What a lot of people fail to see about separation of church and state, they're like, these liberals, they're trying to push God out of school. They're really not. We have a prayer at the flagpole or whatever every year. I did it every year at Bullard, despite what people would say about liberals, because you can have God in the classroom as long as the students are bringing him in.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember we would have Commission for Christ at Mr. Ainley's classroom, and whenever we would do anything, he would never participate because he couldn't. He legitimately couldn't. The only time he participated was when it was our senior year, and he actually prayed with us. And it was mostly because it was just me and a couple of other people.
Regulars,
like Megan Rubel, who was the president, and then Alyssa Lepsock, who was treasurer or something. So it was just core group. And he prayed for us. And it was awesome because we were graduating that year. So that was very meaningful for us, very impactful. And I'm sure almost everybody that had Mr. Anley, that was their favorite teacher, unless they didn't pass. But I mean, if Cameron could pass.
I shouldn't have.
What subject was it?
Math. So he taught stats, trig.
The worst people.
And that's it. He only taught stats.
He didn't teach calculus. It was another teacher.
That was Mrs.
How do you guys remember that?
Oh, Contreras. Mrs. Contreras.
I have a favorite teacher in mind, and I cannot remember his name. But
why was he your favorite teacher?
Grade? He was an English teacher. He was
high school?
High school. I was probably junior year, probably. And he looked exactly like Mark Twain. AP. I took a couple AP classes.
You took AP English?
I think so.
So what was his name?
I don't remember.
So you don't have proof of this?
No.
All right. So why was he your favorite?
He was very hard on everybody, but it was for the purpose of us learning. Like, it was for the purpose of us growing as people. It wasn't like we were students and come on, it's class time. He would almost like a Dead Poets Society, how he would not necessarily, you didn't feel like you were, I don't want to say you weren't learning anything. No,
you didn't feel like it was the structure. It was curriculum.
But it just felt like he was motivating you. He would
engage you into a different.
Right. Kind of every day was an engaging moment.
That's cool.
And I can't remember his name. I can't. Shout out that is to Pastor Robles, high school teacher who looks like Mark Twain.
Yeah. You know who you are. A long time listener of the show.
Please subscribe.
Please hit that subscribe button.
And Mr. Harrington. I like Mr. Harrington. Anyone have negative teachers that influence you?
Plenty.
I have a negative teacher, and I do remember his name.
Mr. Horn. Mr. Horn, he taught...
Econ.
Econ and...
Gov.
Gov. Did you have him?
Yeah. Everyone had to have him.
Oh, yeah. He was the only Econ Gov teacher.
Mr. Harrington was a government teacher, and I loved him. He was my favorite teacher.
Horn got in trouble because he threw something at a student... and then later on, they found pornography on his school computer. I don't remember if it was legit or not legit.
Who was also a cop and a teacher who had porn, who messed with a underage girl, high school girl.
Jeez, man.
Yeah. Can't remember his name. Oh, it was Coach Kathy. He was a cop.
Poor Coach Kathy.
Yeah. He was nice, though. He was cool. He was a cool.
He was trying to get at you,
man.
He was a groovy dude.
No, he was grooming you.
Oh, gosh.
He was a groovy dude. No, he was. Yeah, no, he was cool. I mean, he wasn't cool, but.
No.
I was cool with him.
Cool.
Yeah.
Did you have a good teacher or bad teacher, Rock?
Yeah, I had plenty. I had a lot of good teachers. I think the one that I would have to argue is stood out to me right now is Miss Graybill
from
the English teacher in high school. I was probably junior.
Roosevelt?
I went to McLean.
Graybill?
Graybill.
Graybill.
She failed me. I was easily the best. I was easily the best writer in her class. I read everything that was assigned to read. I was easily the best writer in her class. I thought that highly of myself that I didn't turn in something. And she was like, she told everybody, if you don't turn this in, I'm going to fail you. And I was like, bullshit. And she called my bluff and she failed me. And then I went to summer school and the summer school teacher was just like, you don't belong here. You write at like a college level. And I was like, I know. And she's like, why are you here? And I was like, because I didn't turn this in. And she called me out and said, if you don't turn it in, I'm going to fail you. And she failed me. So... all the balls to her.
That's
man.
Awesome.
She's awesome. She said she followed.
Good job,
she said Graybill. She was gonna do.
Fuck the Rockers.
Hey, no, I deserved it, and you know, no other teacher would have done that. A lot. I used to get a lot of shit, especially at McLean. A lot of shit. So for her to just put her foot down and be like, no, I got like the 99% in my AP English class the next year because I was pissed off at her. So. I took her again.
Nice.
So, I was like, I'm easily the best writer at the school. How dare you? But she failed me.
Weren't you a student athlete?
Yeah.
Did that affect your student athleticism?
It took me from a 4.0 to a 3.6.
Oh, so not really.
Because it was the one.
Don't you need like a 2.0 to play?
You need a 2.0 to play? I had all A's and a D. even my coach was like, what happened? And I was like, she told me she would fail me if I didn't pass it. If I didn't turn it in, I didn't turn it in. It's my own fault.
Man.
But, yeah, no. For another instance, I don't know. I haven't really talked too much about my life growing up and the pitfalls that were there being a rocker. Me and my brother could tell you all about it. But we did a lot of fake it till you make it and act like everything's good at school. And most teachers fell for that shit. I had one teacher specifically that knew how jacked up our lives were and knew that we wouldn't respond well to charity or to them, you know, actively calling out the fact that we were poor and homeless and stuff. But they would always find ways to give us things or, oh, hey, I messed up this order and a size 13 throwing shoot came in for you. You want to use it? And I knew it was a bullshit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I accepted it because if you're willing to take that kind of lie and know that you're lying to me, I'm willing to let you do it. So that,
yeah,
you're helping me in that way. You know, so he did that all 4 years of high school. So yeah, I had another teacher. He's a history teacher at McLean named Mr. Woods. He was also our football coach.
Who was the teacher that did that for you?
Mr. Woods.
Oh, okay.
He did that all 4 years of high school. He knew what was going on, and he would find ways to broach the subject without ever making me feel judged or offended, and not making me feel like I needed to put my walls back up, because other teachers would try.
Yeah,
they'd be like, "Oh, what's going on with this?" And I'd be like, "Shut the fuck up, fuck you! I don't care. It's none of your business." But he would never make me feel abrasive towards it, and so
he never made you feel like it was a deficiency.
Right. He always knew like how to bring it up without making me feel judged for it. And so I really appreciated that. And it allowed me to do a lot of things that I wouldn't have been able to do had he not been willing to foot the bill.
Yeah.
I got to go to prom. I got a yearbook. I got all these types of things because he helped. And so,
have you ever reached out to him?
Yeah. I wrote him a long letter that I sent to him, and he sent me back a message. He's like, "Man, fuck you." It made me cry. Like, it meant a lot. I tried to reach out to anybody that helped and anybody that was willing to go above and beyond for me. I tried to at least, express. I can't do much, but I got words. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Amazing. That is the type of teacher I wish everyone has at least once.
I just need one. Just
that's
need
amazing. One
to stand above.
Because, it's really easy, I'm sure, as with anybody's job, to come and just do your job. But to go above and beyond and notice when there's problems like that, that takes someone special.
Giving
for sure.
A damn,
that's yeah, all,
you know,
yeah.
Like it's, yeah, it really it's gotta does. Be. It's hard to give a shit. I guarantee that.
Yeah.
But those are the kind of people that care.
Yeah,
and you have to have something in you to make you want to care.
Yeah,
because it's a lot of work to care.
Right.
I'm sure Cameron knows.
Yeah, I look forward to like talking with my seniors basically, and like because I want them to feel like. Not that I invested in them, but they were able to learn something from beyond music, from doing life together the past years or whatever. Because in my classroom, it's so much, because I teach choir, it's so much community-based, teamwork-based, that if there's beef between people, then it's very obvious and it just grinds people. And so I look forward to just hearing their opinions on how they feel like they can take whatever they have learned into the future. I want them to feel like they can take something beyond high school more than just cool songs.
Yeah, if you can make them somehow feel like they are of worth in anything that they're doing and anything that they're learning.
Yeah,
if you can give them their worth back, that's what separates a good teacher, from just a mediocre teacher. It's just making people accept themselves and realize that they are worthy of being happy and learning and being capable in this world.
This is going to do it for us here at Fresno Context for part one of our pizza party. If you enjoyed our conversation, please tune in next time for part two. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, or check us out on our website at www.nocontextpodcast.com. Also, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at NoContextTheShow. I've been your host, Chris Lopez. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.